Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Chadelle Sullivan from Project Positive. We are the organization that provides extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. So I'm really excited about the people we have on the show today. So later on, we'll be talking with Dr. Carol about our pet health questions. We'll also be talking with Deb Turner from the Federation of Insured Dog Owners. But right now, we're going to be talking with Kara Hoblick, the chair of the organization called the Mardi Gras on Main Street Dog Parade and Festival. And I want to say I checked out their website at dogparadedland.com. And it's really like you think parades, you know, this dog parade seems pretty awesome, pretty huge. So, Kara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's talk about this. So it's called the Mardi Gras on Main Street. You're in Florida. And it's taking place this weekend. So I don't even know how to describe it. When I looked on the website, I saw a bunch of dogs. There are a lot of costumes going on. So tell me about this parade.
Yes, it is a Mardi Gras-based dog parade, and every year we have a different theme. This year's theme is the Kentucky Derby, so you are going to see the hats and horses along with Mardi Gras. We have several floats, full-fledged Mardi Gras-style floats with kings and queens and royalty among typical Mardi Gras. Anything goes.
Anything goes. And that's what I saw. It looked like there was a video on there from, I guess it had been last year. And it just looked like everyone was having this really great time. I saw dogs on floats. How does that go? Are there some dogs who are nervous about the floats?
Not really. It's amazing. And we have thousands of dogs that come. There's probably 30,000 to 40,000 people that line the streets to watch this parade. And thousands of dogs. The only requirement is every pet must be on a leash, and it's dogs and many other animals. We've had potbelly pigs and birds and ferrets and cats and everything else. So it's a fun day.
So it is this Saturday, March 1st. And so how long ago did it start? Is this every year? For how long? I mean, this seems like a pretty big deal.
Yeah, well, 16. This is the 16th year that we've done this. Our organization has been together for 18. And we started 16 years ago with 20 dogs on a side street in DeLand. And it has grown into a major event in our area.
And it's like a big, huge celebration.
Yes, it is. And we raise money for animals in our area, especially rescue organizations. We strive to teach the public about animals and animal safety, and the emphasis on dogs, but it is all pets.
And it really is a celebration of sorts, but I really love the fact that it is really getting back and giving back to those animal organizations in your area. So let's talk about that. So 18 years, you've been doing it for 16 years, though, and every year you're able to give back to those rescue organizations because I know how much help they need. So this must be a huge help to them every year.
It is. Over the past 18 years, our organization, which is the crew of Amelie, we've given over $467,000.
Wow.
Over 18 years. Yeah. So we do make a lot of money, and every bit we give back to the community that helps dogs and also children. We emphasize in children too that need help, but mostly pets.
That's amazing. Okay, we only have a few seconds left here, so I want to make sure everyone can go to your website. So could you give people the website, and if you have any social media sites for people to see?
Yes, the website is dogparadedeland.com, and we are also on Facebook. And we'd love to have anybody that is in the area come. We like I said, we grow every year. We have people come from all over the state, and also many snowbirds that come this way come to our parade too. So we'd love to have anybody here, and admission is free.
great. Thanks, Kara. Everyone, go to dogparadesland.com, and we are really happy to have you on the show today. Good luck. Have a great weekend. Well, everyone, we'll
thank
be right
you
back.
So much.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place. Hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So I just want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. So they're really one of the main reasons that my organization, Project Positive, can renovate so many animal rescues in need. And as you know, this is really the reason why we do this radio show, is to bring awareness to animals and pets, and certainly to my organization, where we work really, really hard to make sure that we renovate as many shelters as we can to save those pets in need. I have Dr. Carol back with me today. As you guys know, she is a world-renowned veterinarian and author. She's a frequent guest on the Today Show, Good Day LA, and Discovery's Animal Planet. Dr. Carol, welcome back. We're happy to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you very much, Jill. I'm delighted to join you and all of your pet-loving listeners.
Great. So today, there's a video going around by the FDA. And what it's talking about is the fact that there are some safety precautions that we should be taking when it comes to handling our dog food and dog treats, which I really, honestly, I don't really follow these rules. I guess I assume that, you know, if my dogs are eating it, then it's safe for me to be handling them and, you know, handling the food and then maybe even handling my food. So I wanted to talk to you about this video, what it means. Is it something that we should be concerned about? And if there are any safety measures we should be taking after we handle our pet's food, you know, what are they? So I was hoping you could enlighten us a little bit on that.
Absolutely. So you want to talk about the first thing that we want to address is the risks of simply handling pet food in general.
Right. Yeah. I mean, are there risks? I haven't. It's not something that I think about.
Certainly there are. One of the big risks right now that the FDA is sending out all kinds of information about is the risk of picking up a communicable disease from handling a pet food, be it dog food, cat food, or whatever type of pet you might have. And the biggest concerns, the number one concern is a bacteria called Salmonella. Salmonella is a type of bacteria very commonly found, but it is a bacterial disease that can be transmitted through contact, if you will, with pet food or with the pet food bag or even with plates and bowls and utensils used to serve and give the food from the food source, if you will, to the person. Now, the big signs of Salmonella would be vomiting and diarrhea with or without blood. In addition to that, pets as well as people become lethargic. Many will lose their appetite, and they often become febrile or have a fever. And certainly, it's always very wise to simply practice good hygiene. And what we mean by that is, take that bar of soap and water and wash your hands for at least 30 seconds, you know, before and after, for example, in this case, handling pet food.
Now, I do have a question about that, though, Dr. Carol. So if dogs are eating like a raw diet, right? So there are some refrigerated foods that are raw diet, that are, you know, have raw diet, whatever. They're not, you need to refrigerate it. They're just, you know, they're not cooked. Obviously with that, I would take precautions and I would wash my hands after. I'm wondering why I would have to do that with a dry dog food.
And there's another great, great question. The FDA, for the most part, I think their latest little video was primarily directed towards commercially available kibble. Bringing up the fact of raw food is another great, great point. Certainly, whether it's raw food or whether it's kibble, the risk of a communicable disease, again, such as salmonella, or the second one that they talk about is E. coli, but that's not transmissible between people and pets. There is a risk handling any pet food, any pet treat, whether it's raw, cooked, or whatever format it might be in. And so, again, just practicing good hygiene, if you will, is important for all of us. But some things that people might not really be aware of.
Well, let's hold on to. Let's take a quick break, Dr. Carroll, and come right back and talk about that list.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the way. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the way.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing Super Gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. So beforehand, we were talking with Dr. Carroll about really diseases that it can be spread from our pets to us. So Dr. Carroll, you were going to tell us about a list of things that people really should sort of watch out for. So let's get into that.
Okay. Before we get into to listing, I just wanted to offer a couple of points that I think people might find interesting.
Okay.
First of all, with respect to Salmonella, the FDA video, and the big alert that's making everybody get all excited, please understand that 36% of healthy dogs and 18% of healthy cats shed Salmonella in their stool on a daily basis.
Really?
Yes. So I don't think that people realize that, but that's a very important fact to understand. And so, again, always being aware of good sanitation, washing your hands, and just really keeping personal hygiene, in your head is always an excellent thing to do. Now, with respect to standard kibble, I think there's some information that people might not actually be aware of. First of all, as we've learned more about how important nutrition is, not only to us, but in this case to our pets, food is medicine. Okay, food is able to turn on and off very specific genes within your pet's body. Okay, we refer to this as nutrigenomics, or nutrition that can actually affect our genes, not only our genes, but they can also alter what we call the genotype in the uterus, which then alters these future generations.
Okay.
Yeah. So, first of all, what's happening with all these commercial foods? Well, there's a few things. First of all, in order to make kibble, it is cooked to a temperature of 200 to 500 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, in cooking a piece of kibble to that temperature, what it does naturally is it produces carcinogens, and those are substances that cause cancer. Okay. There are 25 commercial pet foods currently on the market that have what we call a positive mutagenic response. And what that means is that these foods are, in fact, contributing to cancer in pets. And why is that? Because when your pet ingests these foods, this mutagenic or cancer-causing response is derived from a product called heterocyclic amines. And you can find these things if you're a pet owner and you're worried about what your pet is eating and the elements that are in his body as a result of that food. Just call your vet and get a hair analysis on your pet. That hair analysis will, in fact, resemble or outline all the different chemicals and elements that are in your pet's body as a result of those heterocyclic amines found, and formed in that pet food.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. In addition to these heterocyclic amines, there are flame retardants that are in this dog food. These flame retardants were banned on the European market in 2004. They were supposedly removed from the United States market in 2001. They're called PBDEs, polybrominated diphenyl ethers. And these are related, if you will, to these flame retardants that are found in the dry dog food. And the levels that have been detected so far are 5 to 10 times higher in dogs than they are in humans.
Wow, that is really some pretty enlightening stuff. You know what, Dr. Carol, we do have to take a break in just a couple of seconds here. But when we come back, let's continue that conversation, because I think it really sort of goes along with the fact that feeding, our pets sort of a homemade diet, really is in their best sort of in favor of promoting their health. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Callers that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-caller technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecaller.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm happy to have Dr. Carol with me, but before we get started again, I want to just let you know that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Their website is petlifestores.com, and they're really one of the main reasons that Project Positive can renovate so many animal rescues in need. Okay, so back with Dr. Carol. So Dr. Carol, you were sort of talking about, I mean, there is sort of like a hair test that we can go to actually be able to see how many chemicals are really kind of going and flowing through our dogs when they are eating a real processed food. So I want to learn more about that. So that's what's happening to my dogs when I'm feeding them a real processed kibble.
That's exactly right. These processed foods, they're not good for us, and they're not good for our pets. There's all kinds of things that just really, if you will, kind of don't meet the eye. So when it comes to, let's say these grain-free diets, everybody's running around buying grain-free diets.
Yeah, it's like the buzz. Yeah.
Okay, that's the buzz. Well, let me put it this way, folks. Grain-free diets are not free of starch.
Really?
Yeah, the diets that are labeled grain-free, you have to have starch in kibble because that's what holds the kibble together.
Okay.
So for everyone out there spending all that money on those grain-free diets, you should understand that in the grain-free diets, they are not grain-free. They simply use tapioca as their form of starch.
Is that like a pudding, like tapioca pudding? That's what they're using to bind them together?
That's exactly correct.
Wow. Okay. I'm assuming that has a lot of sugar in it too, although I know a lot of white starches have sugar, which can't be good to eat constantly.
That's exactly right. Now, why do they use starch? Because it's very inexpensive and it's very easy to get. So we use starch because low cost and very convenient. Okay. Remember that starch is a cheap source of calories, and understand that calories don't always equal calories. One calorie is not equal to another calorie.
Okay.
If you will, a calorie from starch is not equal to a calorie, let's say, from protein, if you will.
So how come? Because it's not feeding the body the same that it would if it were a protein source?
Because the starch in this pet food, which in most cases makes up to 70% of the food, again, these empty calories. Okay, so what is the starch? You got it, Jill. It's all sugar. So what happens? Obesity, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, etc. From all these good people thinking that they're feeding all these foods to help their pet, when in fact that is not the case. if you will, the soy in cat food, as well as the iodinized salt, is responsible for all these cat owners that go out and spend a lot of money on commercial cat food, and then they end up with hyperthyroidism or an overactive thyroid gland, something we generally don't see until these cats are 15, 16, 17 plus years old. But these cats have hyperthyroidism, which increases the heart, the liver, the kidneys, and if it's not treated 1, 2, 3, it will cause the death of your cat.
Wow.
So what I thought was interesting is the prescription diet company actually came out with a food where if your cat has hyperthyroidism, you can then switch them over to this particular food to eliminate the hyperthyroidism. So again, that should make people really think twice. If you're buying a food, it's causing your cat to have, in this case, hyperthyroidism, and then they're going to sell you another food to reverse that. In my mind, I have to scratch my head a little bit about that.
And say, you know what, this just doesn't seem right. I'm sort of caught up in this cycle that I can't get out of.
That's exactly right. Let's talk about allergies, a huge topic for everyone right now.
Would we be able to talk about that after the break, Dr. Carroll, if you're going to believe it? If you can believe it, our segment is just about up. So let's hold on. In the last segment, let's talk about allergies. That's a great topic. Everyone,
absolutely.
Hold tight. Great. We'll be right back.
Love for the human race. Make it a better race.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together.
We're back, everyone, on Gimme Shelter, the All Paws Pet Talk Network. We're with Dr. Carroll. And Dr. Carroll, we're talking about that processed kibble and sort of all of the not so great things that it can lead to. So you're going to talk about allergies in our pets. And I wouldn't even think that my dog's food was contributing, honestly, to an allergy at all.
Right. Not even contributing, but more than likely, Jill, the primary cause.
Wow.
So let me explain this. First of all, pet food is contaminated within 6 weeks, if you leave the bag open, once that seal is broken, if you've got a bag of kibble. Now, what is it contaminated with? Okay, you've got a dog with an allergy, and that's a big thing as spring arrives. And usually if you go to the vet, we'll take a little blood test and something called serum IgE, immunoglobulin E, will pop up. And what that is that's showing you that something called the grain mite is the organism causing these allergies. And again, it's in the grain, it's in that carbohydrate, that starch section of the food. So 94% of dogs with atopy, those are the paw lickers, the face rubbers, the ear scratchers, the tail biters, the dogs with these allergies, that just don't go away because we've always been taught as veterinarians that they have an inherent or a genetic lack of immunity
right.
to the environmental allergens that they're surrounded by. So let's get down to fact. 94% of these dogs with atopy or these allergies that won't stop, they have antibodies to this little grain storage mite.
Okay? Oh, no kidding. All right.
So it's the grain storage mite that is causing many, many, many of these problems, understanding
wow.
that within 6 weeks of opening up that bag, these little mites are having a heyday. Now, what we've been taught previously or historically is that we're always worried about the dust mite, but the bottom line is it's the grain storage mite that is causing this dog's body to produce these antibodies. And then we're itching, paw looking, face rubbing, and driving our moms and dads crazy with all this licking and itching.
Well, you know what, too? We're also spending so much money on these huge, huge bags of food. You know, and it's and now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, well, I have large dogs, so they feed them, they finish their bags before 6 weeks. But what about people who have smaller dogs?
Well, that's a great point. And for those people, again, if you're worried about what chemicals, what cancer causing products may be present already in your pet's body as a result of feeding commercial kibble, what you want to do is, they're in your pet's fur. These heterocyclic amines are in the pet's fur, and that's what's causing the cancer. According to the last research that I read, about 20% of the pets suffering with cancer, you can trace it right back to that bag of food.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
And that's a pretty scary thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To keep in mind. In addition, a lot of these foods that are made with these phytoestrogens are a result of soy. So if you're feeding your pets something with soy as the active ingredient, remember that soy turns into these phytoestrogens, which are these sort of female-like hormones. And again, what is the potential risk of that cancer?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Which is something that I found very, very interesting, in addition to the fact that what nutrigenomics has shown us is that feeding your pet a specific diet, or if you will, a specific combination of ingredients. Let's say you've got a bitch ready to breed, a really nice dog. You want her to have a nice litter of puppies. Remember that you can alter the nutrients or the ingredients in her diet, and that will alter the genotype or the genetic expression in the uterus for those puppies. And
wow.
that will alter the health and genetics, if you will, of those future generations. So I think that's really an amazing and very important thing to keep in mind.
It really is. And Dr. Carol, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I want everyone to go to Dr. Carol's website, which is blog.carolonpets.com, and check out even more information on this very topic. So thanks, everyone, for listening today, and we will see you next week.